Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the second lesson to the series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In this lesson, we'll learn about his mother and his birth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mother of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also from the noble tribe of Quraysh. Her lineage connects with the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Kilab, the son of Murrah. This is because Zuhrah was the brother of Qusay, the son of Kilab. Zuhrah, the son of Kilab, is from the forefathers of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would refer to Sa'd, would say, "He is my maternal uncle," because Sa'd's lineage is connected with the Prophet's lineage at Kilab ibn Murrah. And Sa'd is related to the mother of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Zuhrah, the son of Kilab. Zuhrah, the son of Kilab, was the brother of Qusay, the son of Kilab, who is from the forefathers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His birth. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in the city of Mecca during the year of the elephant and in the month of Rabi al-Awwal on Monday. Some have said that he was born 30 years after the year of the elephant, and some have said that he was born 40 years after the year of the elephant. The correct view is that he was born during the year of the elephant. And Ibn al-Qayyim said there's no difference of opinion concerning the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Mecca and that his birth was in the year of the elephant. Now, we've mentioned that the historians have agreed that he was born in Mecca. This is the well-known city of Mecca in which Al-Masjid al-Haram is located. The Prophet's tribe had homes built around the Kaaba. They were not nomads, meaning they were not Arabs who used to travel in the desert. They had tents in the area and followed the rain. Ibn al-Qayyim said there is no difference of opinion concerning the fact that the Prophet ﷺ was born in Mecca and that his birth was in the year of the elephant. As for where the Prophet ﷺ was born, we have mentioned the historians have agreed that he was born in Mecca. This is the well-known city of Mecca in which Al-Masjid al-Haram is located. The Prophet's tribe had homes built around the Kaaba. They were not nomads who traveled, had tents in the area and followed the rain. During the winter, the nomads would go south, and during the summer, they would go north. Allah decreed that his tribe would have status in the hearts of the rest of the Arabs, and he decreed that Mecca would have high status in the hearts of the Arabs. Thus, they loved it and performed pilgrimage to it. They revered Mecca to the extent that if a man saw his father's killer there, he would not go forth and harm him because of the respect they had for the city. Allah favored the Arabs and the Quraysh with this. Allah tells us in the Quran in Surah number 29, verse number 67, "Have they not seen that we have made Mecca a sanctuary secure and that men are being snatched away from all around them?" This safe sanctuary of Mecca is the birthplace of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the day that he was born, then it was certainly a Monday. This is because when he was asked why he fasted on Mondays, he said, "That is the day on which I was born, and on it my mission began, or revelation came to me," in Sahih Muslim. Therefore, there are two things that we are certain about. He was born in Mecca, and he was born on a Monday. There are two things the scholars differ about. One of them is the exact date on which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. Some say he was born on the 2nd of Rabi al-Awwal. Some say he was born on the 8th of Rabi al-Awwal. Some say he was born on the 10th of Rabi al-Awwal. And some say he was born on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Some have even said that he was not born in Rabi al-Awwal, but rather he was born on the 8th of Ramadan, and this is the weakest of the opinions. That which is most correct is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on the 2nd of Rabi al-Awwal. With this, we affirm the mistake of many Muslims. Many Muslims today who are certain that he was born on the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal. Consequently, they establish parties which are broadcast through the television and radio and attended by masses. There's much innovation and sin present in these parties, such as singing, the mixing of men and women, the associating partners with Allah the Exalted. We ask Allah the Exalted for safety and security from this evil, the extent of which no one knows except Him. Thus, from the standpoint of legislation, these parties are delusive because they are not based upon any religious proof. They celebrate the Prophet's birthday, but it is as though they are celebrating a singer's birthday. If they were to celebrate a singer's birthday, they would gather together to remember his compositions, his songs, and his instruments. They would sing along to his songs, and the men and women would mix together because this person was a singer. But today, the people gather together to celebrate the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who prohibited music and the mixing of men and women and alcohol and drugs. Yet they celebrate his birthday by singing, playing musical instruments, mixing the men and women together, drinking alcohol, and committing various sins forbidden by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person who believes he is celebrating the Prophet's birthday with this has a corrupt mind. These parties, these birthdays that many Muslims attend, may Allah rectify us and them, are false, because those who had more knowledge than us never celebrated the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His birthday was not celebrated by Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, may Allah be pleased with them all, or by any of the 10 companions who were promised paradise, nor was it celebrated by any of the 120,000 companions, which is the number of companions the scholars estimate he had. His birthday was not celebrated by any of the 4 imams. His birthday was not celebrated during the first 3 generations of Muslims, and they were more knowledgeable and loved him more than those who came after them. What benefit comes from these birthday parties, birthday celebrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Today, millions of people sing and dance, and it does not benefit Islam at all. Allah says in Surah number 3, verse number 79, "Be you Rabbaniyin." What is this word, Rabbaniyin? Means learned men of religion who practice what they know and also preach to others. Be you Rabbaniyin because you are teaching the book and you are studying it. If you want to benefit the Muslims, teach them the Prophet's biography, his sunnah, his aqidah, his prayer, his zakat, his fasting, his hajj, his manners. This will benefit the Muslims. Sit in the house, from the houses of Allah, and read a verse from the book of Allah or a hadith from the speech of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Revive a sunnah, decimate his manners and virtue. This will benefit the ummah. These birthday celebrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are unfounded in the religion, just as they are unjustifiable with the intellect. As for the year in which he was born, the most prominent statement regarding the year of his birth is that he was born in the year of the elephant. The year of the elephant is what Allah has mentioned in the Quran in Surah 105, verse number 1. "Have you, O Muhammad, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant?" This is referring to when Allah the Exalted repelled Abraha and those with him to protect Mecca, a precursor for the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah protected Mecca from the desecration and destruction of the Kaaba by Abraha the Ethiopian. Thus, the year of the elephant was the year of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, after Abraha and those with him were defeated. Some have said that he was born 80 days or less after this event. Some scholars say he was born 40 years after this event, but it seems that they have confused his birth with his prophecy. He was sent as a prophet 40 years after the year of the elephant, and according to what is most correct, he was born during the year of the elephant. As for those who specify a particular home in Mecca, so for those brothers and sisters, for those listeners who have visited Mecca with these groups, and the group leader says, this is the place where the Prophet ﷺ was born. This is the specific place. And there's an old library building in Mecca in which people go to. And they say the Prophet ﷺ was born in this library. Then this is a clear lie. This is not the home in which the Prophet ﷺ was born, because a great deal of time has passed and the area has changed. Many different people have owned that home and the land around it, and it has changed. And there's no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ was born in Mecca, but it is an innovation to visit and worship Allah in what is allegedly his birth home. Those who were more knowledgeable than us and loved the Prophet ﷺ more than us never did any of this. And there is nothing authentic stating that the Prophet ﷺ ever once visited this home, and his companions never visited it or worshipped Allah in it. And all good lies in following the Salaf, while all evil lies in following those who came later. This is the conclusion of the second lesson. Please join us for lesson number 3, in which we'll talk about his father's passing, his mother's passing, and his grandfather's passing. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.